live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed today that there may be delays in carrying out improvement works in Donegal's community hospitals. It's too being confirmed that a final redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal is expected to come before Cabinet in the coming weeks. A Donegal deputy has hit out at the government after revelations yesterday that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to be wound down. And a 46-year-old man has been arrested in Strabane following a number of searches carried out as part of ongoing investigations into dissident Republican activity. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed today to Highland Radio that there may be delays in carrying out improvement works to Donegal's community hospitals. He says the delay should be no more than a few months. It comes as the government diverts €100 million from a range of projects, including the A5, to cover the cost overrun of the National Children's Hospital. Reacting to the minister's announcement, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says once again Donegal is suffering. He says these cutbacks should never have been sanctioned by a Donegal Minister.
I flagged this on Monday when I issued a statement in advance of the government meeting yesterday when they decided to reduce expenditure by €100 million, including funds for community hospitals. And of course, my worst fears were founded today when Minister McHugh announced that these hospitals were affected. Back last November, we met with the Minister of State, who attended a meeting in Ballybofey, went to Stranorlar, went to Lifford, and there was no issues at all. But I was extremely worried over the last number of weeks. I was getting very vague answers. It was parliamentary speak, and it was indicating to me that the projects were in jeopardy. This is not good enough. We're waiting here a considerable time, and we're not prepared to accept this. We're being told 3 months or 6 months, but we must remember another €300 to €400 million have to be found over the next number of years. Will the government then reduce funding to the Department of Health, and the Donegal hospitals will be affected once more?
And all these community hospitals have already waited long enough for improvements to be carried out.
Well, I flagged this, first of all, this time 3 years ago, prior to the election, when the former Minister with Responsibility, Kathleen Lynch, announced the capital plan, and there was zero for Stranorlar, zero for Lifford and Remelton. And after that, of course, we had numerous meetings. We had the march in Ballybofey just 3 years ago today, and I'm extremely worried, but I think it's wrong, and it's wrong of a minister in the county to have sat around the cabinet table and allowed his colleagues to shave that monies off the health department, and of course Donegal suffers.
Meanwhile, Minister McHugh said the National Children's Hospital overrun would not impact on the provision of a mica redress scheme for thousands of householders in Donegal and Mayo. Minister McHugh says a meeting took place this week between the Ministers for Finance and Housing, and he expects a final scheme to come before Cabinet in the coming weeks.
We've agreed as Cabinet that mica redress scheme will happen. What we've been looking to do is to look at a scheme that will come in quicker. It won't require legislation. Happy to say that there was a meeting between Pascal Donoghue and Owen Murphy on Monday, and we're committed to doing that very, very shortly. We'll be bringing the final proposals from a numbers point of view and also from a financial commitment point of view to Cabinet in the very, very near future. I don't want to speculate saying it's next week or the following week, but we're in that space.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has again told the Dáil the Minister for Health is out of his depth and not up for the job. It's after it emerged earlier today that almost 80,000 women are waiting up to 27 weeks for smear test results. The main cause of the backlog is the extra number of smears being examined following an offer from the government of free rechecks in the wake of the cervical check scandal. The Taoiseach has admitted the government didn't wait for all the facts before offering free smear test rechecks. Deputy Doherty called on the Taoiseach to face up to the facts that Minister Harris has to go. Leo Varadkar, in responding, said he will not stand back and leave Ireland without a health minister, like, as he says, Sinn Féin has done in the north.
Health is a very difficult area to manage, a very difficult area to lead in for any minister and for any government. But it is an area where, despite the many difficulties we have, real progress is being made. We see that in the fact that life expectancy has increased in the last couple of years. We see that in falling mortality rates from cancer, improving survival rates on stroke, improving survival rates on heart attack, much better clinical outcomes across the board. And these things don't happen by accident. They happen because of the hard work and professionalism of our healthcare staff. They happen because the government is pursuing the right policies and strategies by and large, and because of the additional resources that we're putting into the health service all the time. But the other thing I would just turn your attention to, Deputy, is the situation in Northern Ireland. And many of the same problems are faced in Northern Ireland. I just see a very good editorial of the day in the Irish News. The health service needs a minister. Why does the health service in Northern Ireland not have a minister? The health service in Northern Ireland does not have a minister because the Sinn Féin health minister resigned over a heating initiative. So having denied Northern Ireland a health minister,
deputies,
now Sinn Féin wants to take away ours. We're not going to let that happen.
However, Deputy Doherty told the Taoiseach he instead needs to tackle the issue head on.
And let me be very clear to you, Taoiseach. The women at the heart of this latest scandal are our wives, our sisters, our mothers in Sinn Féin. So don't lecture me in terms of my concern for people that we love. Okay? This is a direct result of a political decision that was carried out without any analysis by the Minister for Health. Now, I question, because the Minister for Health has said that he had full support in relation to the decision that he carried out. Now, what we have is the Director General telling us that he informed to walk back from this decision, that there would be unintended consequences. But regardless of this, what is known as a fact is that there was no analysis carried out in terms of the capacity. What is known as a fact is that there was no consultation with the Director General of the HSE. What is known as a fact is that the Minister did not consult with the labs in relation to the capacity. You say that you acted with your heart instead of your head. That is cold comfort. Cold comfort to the women who are waiting 27 weeks to find out if there is abnormalities in the smears. Week after week, people that we know, people that we love, people who have cancer are having operations cancelled because of the dysfunctionality in the Department of Health and the HSE and the lack of oversight and hands-off approach by this minister. Are you aware of any consultation or any capacity analysis carried out by the Minister for Health before he made that decision, which has resulted in today 78,000 women having to wait up to 27 weeks to find out if they have cancerous abnormalities in relation to their smear test? That's the issue, and stop trying to divert attention from it.
The prospect of delaying Brexit has been played down by the British government. It's after an advisor to UK leader Theresa May was overheard suggesting MPs would have to choose between the current deal or a long delay. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern was in London today to appear before MPs at a committee hearing. He says the backstop is essential to ensure no return to a hard border.
You know, the reason the backstop was introduced was to keep a frictionless border, to keep all of the benefits of the last 20 years on play. And for that reason, you just cannot remove the backstop.
There were almost 2,000 planning applications lodged in Donegal over the course of 2018, with the highest number lodged in Inishowen. Catherine Gaffney has more details.
Last year, there were 1,993 planning applications lodged in Donegal. 1,200 of them were granted, 184 were refused, and 687 were deferred. 318 applications across the county were deemed invalid. The largest number of applications came from the Inishowen Municipal District, 11 more than in Letterkenny, but the number of permissions granted in Letterkenny was slightly higher, with 5 more projects given the go-ahead there. There were 476 applications received in Inishowen, 465 in Letterkenny, 436 in Glenties, 378 in Donegal, and 238 in Stranorlar.
Inishowen also had the highest number of invalid applications, with Councillor Paul Canning claiming EU regulations are making it increasingly more difficult for people to secure planning permission for developments on the peninsula. Councillor Canning says this problem could be addressed if there was more contact between planners, applicants and agents at the early stage of a project. He's backing calls for the return of a full-time planning service to Inishowen, saying the experience of 2018 shows that in the absence of planners, delays are inevitable.
The quicker
that the planning department gets involved, heavily involved with the agents, and start working together on this, the better. Because as we stand at the minute, it's all about, you've seen the amount of applications that goes in and become deferred or become invalid. And that is just a misunderstanding a lot of the time between the agent that's putting in the application and the planner, what they expect from the agent.
A 46-year-old man has been arrested in Strabane on suspicion of being in possession of criminal property. A number of searches were carried out in the town earlier today as part of ongoing investigations into dissident Republican activity. The man has been taken to Strabane Police Station for questioning, and police say a significant amount of cash was also seized. The proposed nurses' deal could trigger pay claims by more unions. Gardaí and teachers are reportedly among those considering the move. Stephen Murphy reports.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is meeting this afternoon to consider the Labour Court's recommendations. It would see some nurses get pay rises of between 2.5% and 7% if members vote in favour of the terms. If they do, Gardaí and teachers could be among workers considering pay claims of their own. Seamus LaHarsh is with the Teachers Union of Ireland.
We will not stop campaigning until government deals with the inevitable and growing crisis that is the shortage of qualified teachers.
The Forza and SIPTU unions, which represent over a quarter of a million workers between them, say they'll study the detail of the proposed nurses' deal. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue wants them to keep two things in mind.
The first is the value of keeping a collective wage agreement in place and what that means for larger unions with more low and middle income workers. And secondly, the way in which this agreement has actually been funded and what it will mean for nursing unions.
The government insists the public service pay agreement is very much alive.
A Donegal deputy has hit out at the government after revelations yesterday that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to be wound down. It coincides with plans to redeploy staff from the three stations to district headquarters in Milford. Much concern was expressed locally on the issue, with Deputy Charlie McConlogue taking to the Dáil last evening to challenge Minister David Stanton on the department's position. Deputy McConlogue accused the minister of not taking the severity of the government's failure to allocate sufficient Garda resources to Donegal seriously. He told Minister Stanton that the government's inaction in providing resources for the county needs to stop.
This is something that you, working with the Garda Commissioner, must look very seriously at and must address. And that needs to be done by putting additional resources into the county and ensuring that the Gardaí in Donegal are given enough uniformed personnel on the ground so that we can ensure that those Garda stations don't see a situation where the Garda that they value so much is pulled away from them because of this government's inaction.
Meanwhile, Minister Stanton again stressed that the deployment of Gardaí at a district level is a matter for local Garda management, and there is no question of government becoming involved in how local services are organised.
I can assure the Deputy that this government is committed to ensuring that the Commissioner and his management team, who are responsible for the allocation of resources, not the Minister, have the resources necessary to deliver a modern policing service to our communities throughout the country, including the Milford Garda District. And again, I want to thank the Deputy for raising this important issue this evening and bring it to the attention of the House. Thank you.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 5:15 and time for latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with some breaking soccer news today. The FA, the Football Association of Ireland, can confirm that Declan Rice has opted to pursue his international career with England. Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy said Declan rang me today and said he has decided to give it a go with England, so good luck to him. Rice played three senior international games for Ireland in 2018, having previously represented Ireland at underage level. On the pitch tonight, Spurs and Borussia Dortmund meet in the last 16 of the Champions League this evening, with both sides missing key players through injury. Spurs are without both Harry Kane and Dele Alli, while Dortmund, they arrived in London without the combined talents of Marco Reus, Paco Alcacer and Julian Weigl. Mauricio Pochettino says Spurs have plenty of reasons to feel positive.
From beginning of December, we are the best team in Premier League. That talk very highly about the squad, about the player, and one more time is about they full deserve all the credit. I think we are doing a fantastic job. The players are giving their best. And I think, I repeat one more time, I am so proud to be in front of this group of players.
Elsewhere tonight, Ajax, they entertain defending champions Real Madrid. And Madrid's captain, Sergio Ramos, he'll make his 600th appearance tonight. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Manchester United and Paris Saint-Germain have both been charged by UEFA following last night's game at Old Trafford. United are facing charges of thrown objects and blocked stairways. PSG's Angel Di Maria was seen to have a bottle of beer thrown at him during the second half of their 2-0 win. While PSG, they have been charged with setting off fireworks, thrown objects, acts of damage and crowd disturbance. Elsewhere tonight, four of the top six are in action in the Championship. Leaders Norwich, they make the trip to Preston. Second place Leeds, they welcome Swansea to Elland Road. And third place, sixth at Bramall Lane, as Sheffield United take on Middlesbrough. Elsewhere, it's Brentford against Aston Villa. Ipswich play Derby County. Wigan against Stoke. And Reading are playing Blackburn. Locally, the LYIT ladies soccer side lost out to the IT of Carlow 4-0 in the semi-final of the CUFL Premier Division this afternoon at the Port Road campus. Megan Lynch, Tamara O'Connor, Megan Shanahan and an OG with the goals for the visitors. And it was a difficult week for the LYIT on the soccer front. The men lost their league quarter-final on Tuesday to NUI Galway. Well, in the Airtricity League, the new Premier Division starts this weekend. Bohemians, they provide the first test for Finn Harps on the return to top flight on Friday. Sam Verdon signed up from Longford at the end of last year. The Dublin-based attacker previously had played for St Pat's in the Premier Division. He says it'll be a tough start for Harps.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. Like, we're under no illusions that it's going to be a much tougher task than last year, but it's one we're looking forward to and can't wait to get going Friday. It's going to be a good game. It's a great first game to have. Daly Mount's a great stadium to play in. So hopefully there's a big crowd there, and you never know. Hopefully we get a win.
Elsewhere, a new look Derry City. They kick off their Premier Division assault on Friday night against UCD at the Brandywell. Barry McNamee is back after a year in Leaside with Cork City. The Remelton man has full trust in the new Derry management.
Not just Eklund, but the whole backroom staff he's brought in. Like, I've known them since the first time I've come in today. Like, they've all been here as players or as coaches and managers, and like, it was Declan giving me a chance, so like, to be honest, I trust him trust him as much as I've trusted any manager, and like, you know, if he says it, he means it, and like, he's putting in the effort, and it's up to the players now to reward him with the confidence he's shown in us.
Moving on to Gaelic games, and Donegal's doubleheader on St Patrick's weekend with Cork looks set to be moved out of Parc an Caoimh. Officials in the Rebel County will look to move the rest of their Allianz League home games to Parc an Rinn. After heavy criticism of the surface, a decision about the Parc an Caoimh pitch will be made later this evening. The Donegal senior men's and ladies are due to play the hosts in respective league games on Saturday the 16th of March. Cork County Board Chairperson Tracy Kennedy says they are assessing when remedial work should start. Moving on to this weekend again, and this Saturday, Gweedore versus Cora Finn in the All-Ireland Senior Club semi-final. It'll be live here on Highland Radio Saturday Sport from 1:15 with Oisin Kelly and Brenton Kilcoyne in association with Diver Hyundai and Letterkenny. Gweedore are unbeaten in Championship football, lifting titles in Donegal and Ulster, and now have their eyes on dethroning the champions, Cora Finn. Captain Niall Friedel says a big performance will be needed, and if they have to alter their plan during the game, they'll be comfortable doing so.
If you look back to our Ulster games, I suppose apart from the first game against Antrim, if you look at the Cross and Glen game, we had a great performance that day, and then the Scotstown game, I suppose we won differently. That's the one thing with this Gaelic team, that no one day you go out, we play the same style, or it just depends on the opposition, and whatever Carfin throws, we're hopefully adapt. So even at training there is a buzz back around the training field. You could sense it there at the weekend. And no, I suppose we've been growing up watching these All-Ireland semi-finals, and I suppose as young lads are just happy to be there, Tom, and it could be a good thing about it as a young fellas. We don't think too much about where we're at. We're just thinking for another football game, and that could work in our favour, hopefully.
Niall Friel there. Well, tonight's GA programme will come live from the parish of Gweedore. Join Tom Comack and guests for an hour-long special live from Chaffiki in Derrybeg at 8:30 this evening. Moving on to rugby, and Munster will have home country advantage for their Heineken Champions Cup semi-final should they beat Edinburgh in the quarter-finals and end up facing Glasgow Warriors in the semis. Should Munster beat Edinburgh but come up against Saracens, the semi-final will be played in England. And the winners of the Leinster and Ulster quarter-final will only have home advantage in the semi-finals should they come up against Toulouse. If either side have to face Racing, they'll be off to France for the semi-finals. In boxing, Anthony Joshua's American debut has been set for the 1st of June at Madison Square Garden. He'll put up his WBA, WBO, IBF and IBO heavyweight titles. He'll put them online against Jarrell Big Baby Miller. The 30-year-old Miller is undefeated from his 24 professional outings to date. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Captain Paul Sterling scored 71 as Ireland won their opening match of a quadrangle to T20 tournament in Oman. Ireland beat the hosts by 15 runs. Ireland's next outing comes against Scotland on Friday morning. That's all your sports this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Water and Environment section of Donegal County Council is being accused of hiding behind Irish Water while key issues in and around the Letterkenny area are not being addressed. Representatives from the Directorate have endeavoured to attend an upcoming workshop with local representatives to discuss infrastructure plans and programmes. Councillor Kieran Brogan says there's a huge number of outstanding problems that nobody seems to be taking responsibility for. He believes that the local authority still has a huge role to play in delivering on these services, but there's a high level of disengagement that needs to be urgently addressed.
Many different areas, water and sewage is only one. We have treatment plants in many different housing estates throughout the municipal district that are still causing an awful lot of bother. They're telling us that Irish Water is not interested, and I think that's not good enough for us. The residents in these areas deserve to have a response. They deserve to know exactly who's going to take responsibility for these treatment plants that are not working. And I think that some parts of Donegal County Council are hiding behind Irish Water and not taking on the responsibility that they have.
And major improvements at St. Columba's College Stranorder could be delivered within 5 years after the school was accepted onto the ADAPT programme. The programme fast-tracks applications for schools improvements, with Councillor Martin Harley, a member of the school's board, saying this is a significant development, particularly as St. Columba's celebrates its 50th anniversary. There are plans for a new PE hall, library, science room and general classrooms, as well as classrooms designed for the provision of special education. Councillor Harley says getting onto the ADAPT programme is significant.
Any teacher or any principal out there will tell you that it's when you're not on the programmes that you're having problems. I've spoke to the principal on this morning, and the school is delighted fully with the 50-year celebration. This is great news for the staff, but realistically we're talking about this will be built in sections because they won't be given them extra rooms in the meantime, because this will be demolition of existing parts of the school, the older parts of the buildings, and the construction of new parts. It could be 2 years before we're on site, but completed within five.
For weather now, it will be mostly cloudy with some isolated patches of rain and drizzle today, with highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees and fresh to strong southerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed today to Highland Radio that there may be delays in carrying out improvement works to Donegal's community hospitals. He says the delay should be no more than a few months. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has again told the Dáil the Minister for Health is out of his depth and not up for the job. It's after it emerged earlier that almost 80,000 women are waiting up to 27 weeks for smear test results. A 46-year-old man has been arrested in Strabane on suspicion of being in possession of criminal activity. A number of searches were carried out in the town earlier today as part of ongoing investigations into dissident Republican activity. And a Donegal deputy has hit out at the government after revelations yesterday that the Garda stations in Kerrykeel, Kilmacrenan and Rathmullen are to be wound down. It coincides with plans to redeploy staff from the three stations to district headquarters in Milford. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The beach notices for this Wednesday evening, the 13th of February.
The death has taken place of Tom Devenny, Derry O'Connell Duhery. His remains will repose at Midland's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Reposing at his home in Derry O'Connell Duhery tomorrow morning from 11 with rosary at 9. Removal on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Connell's Church Duhery for 11 o'clock requiem mass with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Peter Todd, late of 39A, Listnacloon Road, Castledurg. Peter's remains will be removed from Lynch's funeral home, Castledurg, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, going to St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11, followed by cremation at Lakeland Crematorium, County Cavan. The death has taken place of Paddy Vaughan, Figgart Carrigart. His remains will be removed from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, going to the family residence via Creasla. Funeral on Saturday morning to St John the Baptist Church for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Teresa McElroy, née McCool, O'Hara, 9 Townsend Terrace, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Michael Gallen, Patricius Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly of Killigordon. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. And the death has occurred of Brendan McChrystal, 35 Blackford Road, Oma. Brendan's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in Sacred Heart Church, Oma. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Drumrah. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers please to Macmillan Cancer Care or Care for Cancer, care of any family member.